Nothing more, but everybody who's introduced yourself.
Well, we just thought, we thought that we should get together with Jim and Dayton Development Coalition since, we went to them originally for the grant, and, that's been a few months ago. We've, chosen Clangers as our engineering firm, and we just felt that, we needed to sit down with you and kind of go over what we're doing and see if there's things, because, in the early stages when we were talking about this, you know, you guys said it, supported the project, thought it was a great idea. You could also help us market it down the road here.
Yeah, exactly.
And, we want to make sure we're covering all the bases that you feel we need to cover. So, we just thought we should get together and let, Jay and David here, let them kind of go over where we're at right now, and then maybe any suggestions or questions, just so that we're on the same page and try to make sure we're all working together.
Perfect. Get this thing going then, huh?
Absolutely.
That's not right. Slow down, said you.
Yeah. Jim, my name's Dave Wright, and I'm a senior project manager at Clangers. And, you know, basically, my history is that I was primarily an engineer for a while and then went to work for Duke Realty Corporation as a developer. Did all the due diligence work for Duke and identifying sites and figuring out how do we bring development to the site. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, came back to Clangers to be an engineer again. So that's one of the reasons that I thought that Clangers was a good fit for this project. You know, we were able to kind of take a look at the property, the southwest quadrant, 127 and Orphans, and I-70, and try to figure out, you know, what does that site need in order to bring development to
right,
the community.
Right.
So, you know, we've gone through kind of a program here of trying to figure out what the developer going to want whenever he comes to the site, and we came up with some deliverables that I thought was pretty appropriate for any commercial type developer or user that wanted to come into the area to develop. And the goal of having all of the deliverables done by March 1st. And so I prepared this list here for you. You know, what we're talking about. And there's 11 by 17 copies that's in here. Okay. And your packet is, again, this pretty much huge 127 and 70,
yep,
in this whole southwest quadrant. You know, we've been looking at master planning the entire quadrant, except for kind of what's the existing development up in the front there. You know, looking at it, we thought it was pretty appropriate to have, you know, run some commercial retail up here at the front.
Yep.
At the major intersection, some research park or office park up here. I know there was some interest in the past by Miami University, so we thought that was really appropriate to incorporate into the master plan. And then also prepare for some big bulk industrial, some manufacturing type uses or distribution uses like the Caterpillar deal.
Right, just right, that. Exactly.
And then in the front, you're having some flex office type space.
You think more light manufacturing or heavy manufacturing?
Light manufacturing, yeah, I'm thinking.
That's what I said.
I think that everybody would probably be open to heavy manufacturing, probably, but I don't know that we're going to have a water supply.
Is that right?
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to basically serve the entire site with the water and with the sanitary.
Okay.
And get the basics down. And then if we do wind up having a heavy water user, we'll have the data necessary to be able to figure out how many wells are going to have to drill.
Right.
And what kind of water supply system do we need to construct.
What's the limit on the water? Is it the availability of the access?
Availability.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. One note on the master plan, Jim, is that from a marketability standpoint, we appreciate this. Part of our rationale for laying this out, especially with this first access point right here is hopefully going through several pots of money and different programs to get some phase one infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to open up, you know, 1, 2, 3, and possibly 4, you know, different types of you know, products.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. Phase one. Some mm-hmm. infrastructure phase.
Good. So you start seeing some activity there then?
Yeah, that's our goal. And we're, you know, I mentioned availability. It's actually, we're drilling these well sites, these two well sites on Mr. Kemp's farm. His farm basically starts from here. He owns 200 acres. It starts from here, goes over to basically this property line. So right now, we're anticipating just two wells. We're out there actually doing tests right now. We're drilling holes in the ground to figure out how much water can we get out of the site.
Right.
If we wind up hitting a good supply of aquifer, then you know, maybe some of these things go away.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the, I haven't seen how the aquifer map looks over in Preble County, but I know, you know, the, you know, we're marking the whole day right now. It's pretty good.
Right.
The size of aquifer. I don't know how much that comes over here.
Based on the maps, it looks like we'll need two wells, maybe three, for about 100,000 GPD.
Okay.
So we aren't going to need a whole field of them or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Until it gets the wells drilled and they get some test data.
We'll know what's in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I think they can rate it at 500 gallon down right now. It'll be over 20. So that who's to say what's going to come out of that?
Right. Okay.
Do you want to tell them about the EPA approval letter we got?
Yeah, we have secured an EPA wellfield approval, well site approval. So we're, you know, as long as we comply with the regulations in their well site approval letter, we can drill the wells and supply public water from there.
One of our marketing points, to be honest, about the environmentally sound access to water, you know, on the water side. So that's
right.
Good.
That's good.
Keeps it consistent with all the other messaging.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, as part of our work, we're also focusing on, you know, how do you get to the site
right.
with roadways and traffic. So we're doing a traffic impact study for this whole quadrant based on this general traffic or general land use plan. And studying basically all the intersections on 70, this intersection here, 127 and Northlands, and then basically the surrounding roadway network to determine what improvements are needed.
Okay. Well, we have two different views on that. One, if it's if you tag a distribution for one of these large facilities versus a light manufacturing, my guess is probably a pretty big difference in traffic between distribution and light manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're using, if I remember right, we're using a ITE criteria big box distribution.
Okay.
So it doesn't have nearly the number of automobiles
right.
that light manufacturing does.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. We have coordinated with ADOT to figure out kind of what kind of intersections they're going to study, and then so that's what our traffic impact study is off of. And we are going to be submitting line grade typical, which is the conceptual really level design drawings for 127,
okay,
and all the way back to kind of this first intersection as well. So that's underway today, actually. So we're making some progress.
And then you've got the other ones on.
Okay.
And build out signal right here.
Yeah.
Signal. And then signal, if this is still up in here.
And probably signal as well.
Yeah. Looking at the commercial right here, a little bit more dense. I think we were, again, preliminary looking at a right in, right out here. Understanding, you know, that they want access. Obviously, we can line this up over here.
Right.
And then this is even further out there, but at some point, if and when this would redevelop, okay, in the commercial retail type of stuff,
We're doing an overlay district, a zoning overlay district, mm-hmm. that's going to address development along this. We would want to put in here requirements to do cross access easements. So in the end, once the people would come in, you'd probably, for the retail, you'd probably come in here, if there's a light here, come up that cross access service drive, and exit out that way. Probably go.
So what, you know, like 20 acres will kind of, you go and put in there.
What we're planning,
gas stations or a gas station and a
quite a bit. What we're planning for traffic wise is two fast food restaurants, two sit down restaurants, a bank, a 50,000 square foot retail strip center, and one or two hotels. So it's quite a bit of stuff you can fit in 20.
That's what we're trying to do. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
Well, I mean, you figure a fast food restaurant's really only an acre or so, acre and a half in development, so you can fit a lot.
And how far is this from the border?
Here?
Yeah.
15 miles.
15 miles. That's a nice... So
there's
nice,
10 miles, I'm sorry, 10 miles.
That's a nice little gap then between, between Richmond and Vandalia. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Is there anything that, from your viewpoint, that we need to be taking a look at or taking into consideration?
part of my sense is that the real opportunity is going to be around the distribution. So I can get that well covered. And then I like the notion of a commercial retail on there because it gives. Is a nice middle point in between the two.
What we're going to be doing is we've got a list of deliverables on here,
right?
Which you can look at some point, but towards the tail end of this project, we're going to be providing a marketing packet. You know, we're going to be doing the colored bird's eye renderings type of thing. But hopefully that either us and or the commissioners can we're sitting down with developers and other stakeholders as yourself can do. They talked about what was the intent here. Obviously, we wanted to utilize and leverage as much of that $250,000 we got through your group for things that can actually either A, go in the ground, kind of, or B, have tangible permits, whether it's EPA, whether it's ODOT, type of thing. From a market standpoint, again, based on our experience, the most recent we've done as a firm has been down in City of Monroe, around Quarter 75 Park. The mall, now that's not going to happen up here, but the other side of it, I think, is a good example of the Vandercar project, which is the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're seeing the market or the potential for this site, with quick access. It's shovel ready. That's why we want to break into that first phase with everything ready to go. It's got visibility. If you've got your Dell, your Home Depot, your Kohl's, that'll differentiate you and other sites.
Right.
Even though it's distribution, it's a little bit different animal. So really going after that Vandercar model down there, which is going after that kind of class at a Wall Street, kind of company.
Right.
But the other thing we're doing as we continue and start negotiating with Mr. Kemp, the property owner, it's a lot of this contingent on, getting with him on these terms. But we're going to be talking about putting accommodation restrictions, okay? And I mentioned the zoning overlay district, there would be some measure, probably some design guidelines and other site controls. So my point of saying that is, again, from our experience, if you want the Home Depot, if you want the categories, it's not just your typical mom and pa industrial park where they're very concerned about what the neighbors look like and what they do. We're approaching it at that kind of high level. They're trying to be a premier, industrial commerce center and backing it up with the design guidelines and those covenants restrictions. Because I know, Dave, in your private life, that's you guys look at that pretty hard.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to go in and buy 50 acres of the 200 acres and not be assured that the other developments that happen after you are going to be as high quality as yours.
We don't think there's too many sites of this kind that's right on the quadrant of an interchange. Obviously, the Monroe site is there. There's some stuff up in Burrowport, out of Columbus. some in Indy, maybe some in Louisville, some, again, we're trying to separate ourselves from that kind of classic industrial park that, albeit it's a good site, maybe on 5 to 7 minutes, 3 or 4 miles from an interchange, maybe it's a straight shot, but again, right on the corner, type of thing, the number of competitors goes down.
Yeah,
I guess we're trying to seize on that opportunity.
Yeah, that's good. When as he said, we put in a marketing package together when we're done with this, is there anything that you guys like to see in those? That I guess that's where we're trying to.
Yeah, you know, let me do this. Let me take a note back on that because Marty Holmberg said the people are right now, and he's going to be looking at how we better market our resources in the region. And so he's really kind of taking a collection of, you know, the type of things to be included in that sort of material. And so let me get with him and see what he's come up with, what he's coming up with, and make sure that we can get this and over to you guys to include in that.
Yeah, like I said, the whole thing, when we start talking about this, we want to be consistent that it fits into your marketing plan, so that, you know, if you're going out and selling something, if we need to include that or exclude one, you know, to help accomplish that same marketing goal, we need to be on the same page.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You guys were seeing anything in here that would tie in the right pattern?
From here, probably
not too far.
We might be a little far. There's quite a bit of development that's happening right around Right Path, particularly with office research. From right around Right Path,
I'm sure most of that type of stuff, that stuff. So,
Steve, I don't know. We need to take the time to talk about it here today, but maybe once we get our funding resources lined out, if Jim could maybe review those and see if there's any others out there that might be able to help fund this.
Yep, we're happy to do that.
Yeah, good point, Steve. You know, we got several tracks of this project going at the same time, obviously. One separate track, then the project track.
Right.
We're having separate meetings. Next meeting is February 8th. Now, what we're going to be doing for that meeting is basically, we're approaching this as we would a public capital improvement plan.
Right.
Laying out, probably doing a Gantt chart or spreadsheet of what we think are the viable, you know, pots of money, the funding programs out there. We'll start to identify the improvements, whether it's roadway, utility, you know, water, wastewater, et cetera. And we're going to start matching, you know, the phase one, phase two improvements with the appropriate pot of money. The other thing we're looking at, and we're assembling all the information right now, is all the local match from the county, both in kind and otherwise. From my perspective, you know, what gets exciting about this versus what we usually work on is that, as you know, you usually have to work creative and pull teeth to get, you know, local match for these programs. And the early indications are is that here there may be a few, more than one, source of local match, from taxes that are on or CDBG monies. So that's encouraging that I think we've got some money to, you know, play with to get that phase one, phase two infrastructure. Where usually that's the first hurdle right there. So we're going to go with this kind of master kind of plan, because again, as we would with our municipal clients, we'd say, okay, we need to have this all timing right.
Right. Right.
Obviously, we want to minimize the amount of general fund, if any, costs for the commissioners. So, I mean, a lot of this is, we're going to, if we need to piggyback, you know, program and have this program, you know, be the local match for that program, you know,
right,
we're just
right.
trying to be efficient and smart about it. So, I think the funding piece of this, in addition to marketing, obviously, any support out there, you know, with those kind of decision makers, you know, going forward, you know, we're going to really need, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a, you know, sometimes it just calls for match, not necessarily local match, and the state, you know, sometimes you find a federal match as well. So, you know, that'd be another option to look at. Does the county have a SEDS, comprehensive economic development plan strategy? Good. Yeah. Now, there's, our region of the EDA has been actively looking for opportunities to invest in things like this. So, that may be one item that we push up looking at the EDA and what money they might have. Maybe somebody's announced stimulus dollars that they may be able to push through. Yes.
Is that some of the, through EDA, the like public works assistance?
Yeah, that, just general development grants. Really, generally, you can go in and get strategic planning dollars for sales or something like that, and then follow that up with you know, phase two or phase three or something like that.
Things like that. When would you see as being the appropriate time to kind of sit down and go into more detail? Obviously, we're going to be done with this thing, at least this piece of it, March 1.
Right.
Sometime after that, just to sit down and kind of pursue that.
Yeah, I'd say so in the later.
I guess that's one of the questions I had is when do you, when would you like for us to come back and sit down and get with your people once we get this completed, or?
Well, I guess kind of in my mind, maybe the right approach here would be is, you know, you're going to go through and you're going to do some analysis and you're going to do some research on subsequent funding opportunities, and maybe we can have our guys look at something like that in parallel. And then maybe another March to back together and say, I guess kind of like what's like, here's what you found, here's the result of your work here, and figure what we're finding.
Why don't we, unless there's any reason not to, when we get this kind of capital improvement plan or spreadsheet of funding, strategic plan, I can get that over to you.
Yeah,
you guys can start. Yeah, it's going to be the first look, but
yeah,
it'll get you the pipeline. Let us know if we're not picking up something or anything else. The other thing we'll be doing it'll be rolled into that property owner's purchase agreement as being required, but we plan on, or I think we talked about planning on putting a blanket TIF district over the entire area. Another suggestion, and I think we're going to go with it hopefully, is at the same time putting a CRA tax abatement district over this area. So we'll have that with those two common programs in place to play with. We want those, again, we're trying to get as much shovel ready. We want that in place. We're trying to take as many impediments to the developer community.
Right.
Everything ready to go as much as possible.
The thing is, you start getting armed with some of the marketing material, maybe get in front of some application consultants to focus on distribution. Just to let them know what's out there and what's coming. They've got a pretty good sense, I think, of things along I said. But there's folks looking at distribution logistics, which I think there's a handful of folks that people probably go to. And at least making them aware of this very early on would be useful.
You're talking about the brokers like Colliers and
Rochelle,
those kind of guys.
We've got good contacts. I know in our area, but now, you know, up here, we do it.
They extend up and
they travel. Yeah, you talk about kind of a marketing plan. The plan is to hold it back from a PR standpoint until hopefully we're able to get something in writing from the property owner.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get that under contract and have the option, then we're going to probably have separate meetings just on, okay, what's the PR?
Right.
Media and that whole game.
Good.
And getting some splash out of there.
Good.
Get some momentum going. And again, I would think, not to speak to the commissioners, but hopefully if we can work in concert with your organization.
Yeah.
As being kind of the regional, leader in this.
That'd be
awesome.
Happy
to do that. That'd be great.
We're appreciative that we've gotten so far with climbers.
Yeah,
thanks to you guys.
It's a good plan. Mm-hmm. Just as our assets for the region.
Yeah.
And then down the road, as this progresses, and we need to have a meeting where we engage the our representatives and things.
You
get them in here, and I'm sure you guys will be part of that, and get everybody in here and do some type of a kickoff and try to get people on board, try to get as many people and get a little press out of it.
Yeah, anything we can do to help, let me know.
We are making applications as they did back in the 6, but we're making applications for generous Okay, so good.
Now, along that way, Dave and I got some history on that. Back when they had the first round of projects, we're in District 11.
Right.
For PWC, we go through over Union County.
Yeah.
And this project was number one in our district, but they went around us and funded one in Springfield and one in Union County. So if you have any suggestions about how to make this more attractive to DOD, that might
just be a few phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just, I know Kevin Carver came out and just bid it on a tour of the property. Marty Hallberg was along with that, but I think we just, we'll make sure we get in front of the right leadership there, the Department of Development, and I know the director pretty well. She knows that's the conversation, so we'll just make sure we make her aware of it.
That's where I was going. Thank you.
I think this time, at least with the deliverables we've got, we're going to have a little more to bring to the table than we had last time. So that should go.
Another thing that's exciting about this project, and I think it's, and you tell me if I'm, I don't know every industrial park in the greater Dayton region, so you tell me if I'm wrong in this one.
It's okay, I don't either. Okay. My number, my bad.
One of the exciting kind of differentiators, again, of this park, as I see it, is, again, early on, but we've been talking to the commissioners about, strategies for how does this thing develop out. Okay, yeah, hopefully we get to the agreement with Kemp in place. As you know, there's still many, many options in terms of how this happens versus, flipping it to the sub-developers or actually commissioners plan developer, probably through the county CIC. If the commissioners choose to take that approach, okay, basically developing it out and having it be a county, commerce center type of thing, what excites me about it is that you've got that possibility. Again, it's a policy decision on each time you sell property, but, not being a Duke or a private developer, obviously, we would have, a lot more leverage to under kind of, other industrial permits. We can get the project. We want the jobs, we want the investment.
Right.
We don't necessarily have to make X profit margin. So that, I think, is a big selling point if they choose that route.
I know there's
probably municipalities and such that have municipal industrial parks, but, with the big box interchange, I mean, does any pop in mind?
No, I think most of them are private.
That's my sense.
Jay, at the beginning, you said from Mr. Kemp on somewhere here?
Right along the west side.
So was
right
that there? My book the other day was in the right.
Okay, I just want to make note that the person who owns this, that I believe, is a majority landowner in the northwest quadrant, too.
Just to make note of that.
Okay. You guys been working longer?
Not yet. I brought that up the other day, and you guys bought Kemp on the all of it. But according to my book,
Right.
No, they just done it up to here.
Yeah, then there's a little notch out right here where you're done it, right? Okay.
Yeah, there's one house. There are two houses.
But the former JRS that Steve was talking about pretty much put in the entire quadrant, but it was really looking toward the northwest, and the landowners up there were willing to talk
good.
To
good. That's good. Yeah.
So, okay.
So similar to Kemp, conceptual.
Yes.
Hi. I'm Katie Worthington.
Hi, Katie.
Jim Lutwidge. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I think they're getting close. They've got some things they're hammering out as far as getting that agreement with the property owners, and hopefully we get that taken out here and taken care of here in the near future. So.
Okay.
Yeah, have you guys been up to see?
Oh, I
forget that. Which one. Well, they've been working back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good.
On that.
Anything else, Jim, that we're missing here?
It sounds like you got it well covered.
Closure for the use of the dollars. You can get all that covered.
Good.
Sean, you got anything?
No. It's good.
Steve, you got anything that you wanted to?
I answered my two questions.
Yeah, one of the things that they have taken into consideration and Steve, you can probably speak to this, but this is a very highly traveled or used area by truck traffic. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that this is a problem. Steve can speak a little more to that than I can.
I think that I think the latest that I heard is that Pilot Oil Station there was the third busiest fuel center in the state.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And we have to do some intersection improvements down there. So there's a lot of trucks that go down there every day.
So I guess.
The corner's not hot right there. The fact last night I was just going along there and the truck had, my grandma was like, what's going on? Why are they slowing so much? That they literally almost have to slow down and then do it.
So there's issues with this that they're also trying to address at the end of this.
Yeah.
So we haven't totally ruled this out, but in an effort to make this a little cleaner for this part of it, we've left the existing development.
May include the sanitary into our system there also.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Clean up a couple. A lot of the ones is a small package, and the other is a leach field. So try to clean that up too.
Yeah.
I think the parties will be willing.
Yeah.
And before Jim, David and Jay brought this up about the Miami University connection,
right,
and how they, you know, really signed an MOU with us several years ago,
right,
to possibly have a research park and presence at this intersection. So,
if there's a way we can help there, let me know.
Okay,
I've got some board members that are well tied in with Miami. And
yeah, well, at the appropriate time.
Quick update on that: I did put that call into Professor Herbst, Jeffrey. But the detailed message about what I was calling about, haven't heard back. That's been about a week or so. I'm going to call again, but so I may be tapping someone to say, hey. I've got two more names, actually. Rob Painter, who's working on the project. He was at a chamber meeting last week, and the speaker was the Miami University president. So he had a chance to go up afterwards, and he didn't know anything, I don't think, about the project, but he got two names. He brought back two different names, and they were Jeff's. I may need to tap some help there to get that back on the radar screen. It's been like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So
is there probably end up there already?
Okay. Is there anybody else? We're having a meeting later today with Kevin Carver and Brewster.
Right.
At this stage, anyone else comes to mind?
They're the guys. Yeah, just make sure they know about it.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Okay.
Good. Good plan.
Okay, well, like I said, we'll be sending you, we'll get you in the pipeline of this funding stuff.
Okay, good.
You're gonna, we'll take all the help we can get and have another set of eyes looking at this. Let's try to be creative as possible. Trying to get you on board with any major updates. I mean, I think we need to make these guys a big partner, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Going
forward, so. Hopefully you won't mind the emails.
No, not at all. Not at all, for me.
You should say something.
I appreciate the update. This is a good plan, getting to March 1st with the little bulls is going to be there, so it's all good.
Yeah,
it's simple cover.
It's moving at a pretty quick pace.
Yeah.
But luckily for us, I feel comfortable with the firm that we've chosen. And all the people here from this side of it, that the elected officials and everybody working on this, pretty excited about seeing something happen. So we want to try to make sure we get this thing all dead center and get headed in the right direction.
Good.
Yeah. As these guys have said, we appreciate your guys' support.
I don't bet. You bet. Happy to do it. I like a quick pace, too. So.
And then
business likes a quick pace. I do, too. So.
So we appreciate the support. Everything's happening pretty quick, but so we need to get you back out here and at least let you know where we're at and see if we're listening to you. And then, like I say, you can be in communication with Jay there if there's something that you think of, or I'm sure you're going to forward this or pass this off.
Yeah, we'll get Marty. You know, Marty just sit on it. We'll
okay.
Good to go.
So your connection right here, board members from Miami.
Well, yeah, I got some guys at Congrats, Miami, and Miami is one of our members. And so there's an opportunity to go and talk to the president. Yeah. So,
another important aspect of the funding, I think, is the next EDA round. Do you have any pull or help assistance with that kind of grant? Level? EDA?
In terms of resources we could put against helping with the application or?
Yeah, anything. I mean, I'll look at you guys. You've researched the EDA grants, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'll be a very important component, won't it?
Yeah, I don't know what that's level. Usually, it's the public works assistance piece of that right after the EDA. What we've been looking at.
Robert Sawyer is the director of this region out of Chicago. He's been down a couple times looking at this region and how they can help and things like that. And he's just, I think, hungry for applications at this point. And so as we start to push forward with that, let us know and we can respect out to him and make sure he knows that this is something that we're focused on.
I think from a timing plan going forward, once we have this preliminary February 8th funding strategy, it may be appropriate to then maybe sit down with you again, separately and say, hey, how can we leverage or you guys help us? And they'll start to talk about the EDA and the timing and
sure,
we'll get this guy out there and be great.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
to
see
you.
Likewise.